Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
We're talking with Drew Bodine from Central Live today at SOS Radio. How are you, Drew?
Doing great. How about you, Scott?
It's been an interesting fall, interesting summer. I know you're on staff at Central Church as well and write a lot of songs and lead worship. And this has been a tough time for churches, but there's been a lot of really interesting opportunities that God's developed, huh?
Yeah, you know, it has been interesting. But one of the things I've loved just about the church during this season is watching how different churches have stepped up, including my own church, to help feed hungry people in Las Vegas. It's just been incredible. Since the start of COVID, we've fed over 7 million pounds of food to over 500,000 people. It's incredible.
Yeah. Talk about looking at the time and saying, since we can't really meet in person, what can we do and what are the needs in our city? And hunger is one when so many people were furloughed or laid off or hours cut back. And you guys were like, well, we can meet that need. You literally have been doing it like almost every single day since like, what, April?
That's right. We have food pantries all across the valley of Las Vegas almost every single day.
You know, I come in really early, right? And so I'm driving down the 95 from Henderson. And it's like, you know, 4-something in the morning, 5-something in the morning sometimes. And I see cars that are already lined up in the central parking lot right along the freeway on some mornings.
Yeah, you know, the line is sometimes several miles long. And it takes 4 or 5 hours for people to come through that food line. The needs are still tremendous. Lots of people still hungry. We can obviously see through the news that a lot of people have lost their jobs. So it's a great opportunity as a church to be a light to somebody who's in need this season.
It's really interesting how many songs have been written over the course of the spring, the summer, and into this fall with so many churches not meeting in person or meeting in limited capacity. We're talking with Drew Bodine from Central Live, and you spent a lot of time earlier this year and into the spring writing a whole lot of songs for the church.
Yeah, we got to write with some incredible songwriters, David Cook from SEU Worship and Steve Fee and Jesse Reeves, who both been a part of some amazing songs like Glory to God Forever and How Great is Our God.
Yeah.
But back in February, we just started writing. And obviously, none of us had any idea what was going to happen. But once COVID finally hit, our plan was to record a live album with these songs. And obviously, that wasn't going to happen. So we felt really called that these songs were songs for the season. So once things kind of opened back up, we got in the studio and we were able to capture a full-length EP called City of Grace.
And so that's out this week.
That's right. Really excited about it. There's 6 songs on there. One of my favorite songs on there is called You Always Win. And it's anchored in Joshua 1:9, which says, be strong, be courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will go with you wherever you go. And that song's really been meaningful to me because that scripture was a verse that I anchored in 2019 as I was faced with some challenges in my life. And I know we're all going through a challenging season, but I think that's a great scripture and a great song to anchor into.
I know. We forget. We look at all the things where we're not succeeding, or we look at all the things where the goals that we had 3-4 months ago haven't come to fruition, and we're looking at our kids in online school, and you're trying to make sense of that as a working parent. You're looking at our churches who aren't able to meet in full capacity, and our governor hasn't opened up any of those things yet, and we just start to feel all the tension there. And a lot of times you don't feel like things are winning, but when you look at hope, you realize that God is in control. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you look at what winning actually means, Drew, how has God reset that challenge and focus for you?
Yeah, I think in this season, one of the things that I really had to learn, I was telling some friends recently, I've been doing a lot of complaining, like, why aren't things open back up? Why can't my kids get back to school? And I felt like what connected in my own heart was when I look at the story of Exodus and how God's people left slavery and went into the wilderness and they were complaining. They were complaining that they had left slavery and they're wandering in the wilderness. But what they didn't realize is that God was teaching them new things and leading them towards something amazing. And I know for me, as I've looked at my own season and I've seen what God has done, I've spent more time with my kids. I've learned how to cook. I broke out of the dino nuggets and macaroni and cheese category. I'm making some amazing steaks and sweet potatoes, and I'm really trying to stretch myself. I've grown spiritually in this season because I've had more time to focus on my relationship with God. I'm grateful for all God has taught me during this season.
God's been teaching us so many different things through this summer and into this fall. We're talking with Drew Bodine from Central Live on SWS Radio today. When you think about rethinking the way that we do church, this has been a stretching season. I mean, we were doing a lot of amazing things. We had a lot of churches that were growing in our community and in our valley and reaching people. But Drew, what have you seen God doing and growing, like almost like old wineskins and new? Is that how you've been feeling this summer?
Yeah, one of the things I've seen God just doing in this season for the church is providing opportunities for us to think a little bit differently how we're going to reach people. I mean, if you think about it, like from an online perspective, a lot of churches had to figure out how they were going to shift to focus serving people and reaching an online audience. Even for us, we've had to be more intentional about small groups online and things like having small groups over Zoom or reaching people just through our digital platforms for church. And we've seen so many people all over the world get connected to Central just in these last couple of months, which has just been a tremendous thing. And we've seen a lot of people even give their lives to Jesus just by watching our online experience. And that's what we're all about, is introducing people to Jesus and helping them follow him.
We're talking with Drew Bodine from Central Live on SWS Radio, and you're also on staff at Central Church and lead worship there, and you have a whole team. It's interesting with this season that we've walked through, what do you think most people misunderstand about the role that pastors deal with today?
Someone once came up to me and said, after a weekend of leading worship, she said, "You always look so happy on stage. Your life must really be put together and in order." And I told her, I said, "It's not. My life is messy just like your life is messy. But when I get up there and I start leading worship and helping people be in the presence of God, it puts a smile on my face. It brings joy to my heart because I'm in it with them." In those moments where I feel joyful and happy, but sometimes when I get off that stage and I get in my car and I drive home, I have to deal with the same things a lot of people have to deal with. So it doesn't make my life perfect, but we're all in it together. And we're all just trying to figure out how to best serve God and understand who he is.
We're talking with Drew Bodine today at SWS Radio. His team has written a whole bunch of songs through this pandemic season. A lot of songs that come out of the heart of Las Vegas. And Central is a place of rescue. And Central, a lot of the team has dealt with a lot of brokenness in their own lives over the years. And you're able to write songs that lead people towards Jesus and also lead people in worship. And you actually have a new EP that's called City of Grace. And it comes out of the whole heart for Las Vegas.
One of my favorite songs on the album is the self-titled track, City of Grace. I grew up in a church culture where you'd go into church and you'd go home and you didn't talk about the things you were struggling with in your life. You kind of kept quiet to those things. But I recently heard an interview from Brené Brown, who's an incredible author. And she said that the power of her shame is vulnerability. And I think that's one of the most important tools for the church, is just to be vulnerable about who you are and what your past looks like, because it has the power to crush the shame in your life. And so we wrote this song called City of Grace, which basically says our church culture, and all church cultures should be this way, is that there's no judgment or shame. And Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we want people to know that they can come in our church, or they can come to our homes or wherever they might be, without that condemnation or without that shame, because God's arms are wide open and he accepts you as you are. But, you know, even at Central, we say it's okay to not be okay. The finishing line of that is, but you don't have to stay that way. When you're in Christ, he changes your life. And so I love the bridge. It says, "There's a light that shines in the darkness. We're a city on a hill that can never be hidden. You can come here in chains, but you'll walk out in freedom. So come find your place in the City of Grace."
We live in a diverse culture, and we want to reach people that come from a place of brokenness in our city. We have to listen to the stories of where people come from and acknowledge that we are different, right? And we're talking with Drew Bodine from Central Live, and he's a songwriter and a worship leader. When you're talking to other songwriters right now in the season we've been walking through, what sort of discussions is your team walking through as you're looking at, like, styles and traditions so that you can reach people who don't really have a connection with the church culture?
Yeah, you know, a lot of my friends have spent this season writing. And in fact, they feel like some of the best songs are coming out of this whole time, which, again, just kind of going back to what I was mentioning earlier, just about, you know, God's people being wandering in the desert. They were learning new traditions and new things. They were learning science, developing languages, you know. And so even for us, like, we've had to stretch ourselves stylistically. City of Grace, our title track, is a whole different sound. It's got a gospel vibe to it, stomp clap. And that's not a typical Central Live sound. But we wanted to bring something different to the table. And I know a lot of artists are doing the same.
Yeah, it's going to be so interesting to see all the songs that come out of this season, because I've talked to a lot of artists through the last couple of months, and they're saying they're noticing certain themes that God's weaving through in worship songs that other artists over in Britain or in California or over on the East Coast or in churches in the South that are writing a lot of the same style songs, and they're coming out of the same inspiration from Scripture. And we were talking about, is that a coincidence, or do you see God doing something weaving a tapestry behind all of that that's bigger than just our individual churches and our styles?
I once heard an amazing worship leader paraphrase this, and I thought this was really great. He was saying, I wish I had written How Great Is Our God. I wish I would have heard that when God was moving it. I wish my heart would have been open to capture that chorus. And I think sometimes God is literally moving melodies, and he's moving lyrics all over the world and in and through our hearts. And it's in those moments where you want to have your heart open and ready to hear what he's saying to you. And it's so cool when other people on the other side of the world are capturing very similar ideas. And so it's really special.
And it's interesting, too, because we noticed that we're pulling from the same source material in the seasons that we're walking through, right? We're hearing a lot of songs that are dealing with grace and helping people to understand grace who come from a place of brokenness. We're hearing a lot of songs about understanding God's love and his truth at the same time, where it's not like 60-40 grace and the other part's truth, or, you know, 90-10 where you're there, but it's 100% truth, 100% grace, and that's what Jesus is, and that's what he brings. And we're hearing a lot about restoration. And then we're hearing a lot about like personal identity in these songs.
Yeah, even personal identity for me goes pretty deep into the songs that we wrote for this album. As I mentioned earlier, You Always Win is a song that I went through a really difficult year back in 2019. And I really anchored in that scripture, Joshua 1:9. And it was that verse that gave me the strength to keep pulling through. When we write songs, like, I don't want them just to be random songs that we just thought about writing for no apparent reason, but they're connected to our own brokenness. And I know I can speak the same for every person in Central Live who helps contribute to these songs. It's all rooted in brokenness that we've all been faced with.
Well, the new City of Grace EP is actually out this week from Central Live. You can actually find out more about Drew and the music at central.live.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.